Yes.
Thank you, sir. He'll be with you in just one moment. Mr. Vason, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but he's coming on the line just as soon as he can.
How are you, Mr.?
Fine.
I got a problem, and you're always telling me that I should, when I really got a big one, I ought to get through to you and not do it sideways. But we are told over here, I am told personally, that you have decided about Hubert and have
No. Answer is no. Or about anybody else. And haven't asked anybody anything.
Well, I was told here that you asked Gene McCarthy to,
I haven't talked to Gene, haven't seen him, haven't been in communication with him any way, manner, shape, or form. Only thing I saw him was on television yesterday, and I called Hubert, said a word to him, and said to Gene McCarthy the same thing in their presence. That's the last I heard of him. So I haven't been in communication with anybody, and just... For your own information, I was talking to three of my closest friends about it when your call came in.
Yeah.
And, but that is not true.
All right. And, what are you going to do? You're going to decide and take some time on Wednesday after the nomination and say what you want to do. Is that right?
No. I don't know when I'm going to decide. I'm trying to do it right now. But I don't know when I'm going to decide. As soon as I do, I look at it in the light of the time that I make the decision and see what is the most dignified and best, most proper way to do it in the light of the facts that exist, the situation at the convention, and so forth, on my recommendations. I had given some thought to whether or not, this is off the record now, I just want that in there. I'd given some thought to trying to get it to them so they could have some preparation before the nominating speeches.
Yeah, well, they have got that problem over here.
Yes, that's right. I had it in California. I got the word about left 4 o'clock, and they had to speak that evening. And I know what it is, but I talked to some folks today that had asked to talk to me about it before I reached any decision. I talked to some farm groups about some of the things they were interested in. And I'm not conducting any poll, and I'm not trying to do anything except to select the person that I would recommend, that I would be real sure that was the best person that I thought that I could have selected.
Yep.
And in order to do that, I just want to be sure. And I wish that I could have done it a month ago, and I wish I could have done it last week. And I wish I could do it right this second. And I would, if I sincerely thought I could. Just between us, I had Dean Rusk talk to me 15, 20 minutes about what he thought this man ought to be able to do, and just talk to me about it. I had Bob McNamara do the same thing. This man's going to have to work with him awful close. I had Mac Bundy do the same thing with me. And I'm not going to tell another human that but you, but that gives you, I think, some substance to what I'm doing.
But did you see or hear about the main story in the bulletin tonight about Mike?
Did Mike tell you
what he said to the bulletin?
No. Mike who?
Mike Mansfield.
No.
Well, the column one story in the bulletin tonight is that Mike had said if it was offered to him, he would respectfully decline. Now, I don't know whether that's bad reporting or what it is. It sounded right to me, but I wondered whether he had expressed his own view to you about that.
I have never mentioned the word vice president to Senator Mansfield.
Well, now, I've got, if I may presume, a suggestion. We're all off the record.
Yeah. I'd like to.
About what the most dignified and proper way to do, how to release this. Why, we would just be delighted to release this. All you got to do is call me and I'll release it. You know, we like to be accommodating all the time, but things.
Who's your favorite?
Well, you know what my favorite is, but it's not my. I wouldn't presume to say that's what my favorite is to you. You read the Times. You know where we how we feel, although we don't usually all feel the same way. But let me say seriously this. This place is jumping over here, as you can imagine, because this is the main thing that is in doubt. Other than the president coming over here and on Thursday, but there we've got a lot of. This is a great historical moment, and we are concerned to feel that we do it in the right way. That's all, and to prepare the material on the right man and get it done in the. So that 20 years from now it looks right in the Times the way it ought to do, and the university and libraries in Texas and Harvard and everywhere else. That's our primary concern right at the moment. And this takes a lot of work, just like you saying that you were given 2 hours notice to prepare your speech in Los Angeles.
How's the convention going?
Well, it's everybody's having fun. This Mississippi, Alabama thing is kind of ugly. Some trouble. Terry Sanford, some trouble in his delegation. I don't think that the main thing that's on everybody's mind is this question about the vice president. That's all anybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm. What's the platform? Is it out yet?
Yeah. No problem about that at all. I think your judgment about not getting all involved in the reapportionment thing and wait until you get that hoe in your hand before you try to kill that snake. Why do it until you got the problem? That's the main thing. There isn't any issue about that. There isn't any issue except what are you going to do about the vice president? That's the only question.
Well, does it care a lot?
Yes, sir.
Who?
They do, sir.
Well, I assume that there's some for Humphrey and who else?
Well, I don't know, sir. I have not heard strong feeling one way or another. It's a little bit like Goldwater on the other side. You're either for or you're against Humphrey. I don't hear a great deal against him, but I know you.
I see in the paper where a good many folks in the South and various parts are very much against him, but I haven't heard that.
Well, I
want to give everybody an opportunity to say it, but I haven't heard it from them. As a matter of fact,
to Sanford today, he said he was quite honest in saying that he thought Hubert gave him a little trouble in Carolina, but he didn't think it. It's really what you said to me, sir, the other night, that basically it's not a question of whether states go or percentage points on the Johnson-Goldwater thing at all. He didn't think it would. He thought that Hubert would raise some problems with some of his political people, but would be popular with his press people. I haven't heard a great deal about that. They're really waiting for you.
What's the Times think about the platform? What do you think about it?
Very good. Very good. It's not the most modest platform that we've ever written.
Time's gonna support us, Scotty?
Oh, sure. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, I appreciate your call, man.
I tell you, I'm sitting right here in the room with the publisher of the Times. If you want to say hello to
him. I'd like to.
He'll address himself to that question much better than I can.
Fine.
Hold on, here he is. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Glad to hear you. Scotty's just talking about some of your problems up there.
Well, we have a few, sir, but it's uninsurmountable.
Well,
we're hanging on your major one that you were talking about.
Well, I've been talking about student rights in Vietnam.
Well, that's another one of them, sir.
Yes, sir. Dean Ruskin just left here. I walked out of the room when Scotty called. But it's convention going.